Section 8, Timely Counsels.
Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 3:11.
Chapter 1, Faithful Stewardship.
This manuscript was read before the delegates at the San Jose, California State Conference, January 1907. Christ has purchased us by the price of his own blood. He has paid the purchase money for our redemption, and if we will lay hold upon the treasure, it is ours by the free gift of God. How much owest thou unto my Lord? Says Luke 16:5. It is impossible to tell. All that we have is from God. He lays his hand upon our possessions, saying, I am the rightful owner to the whole universe. These are my goods. Consecrate to me the tithes and offerings. As you bring these specified goods as a token of your loyalty and your submission to my sovereignty, my blessing shall increase your substance, and you will have abundance. God is testing every soul that claims to believe in him. All are entrusted with talents. The Lord has given men his goods upon which to trade. He has made them his stewards and has placed them in their possession money, houses, and lands. All these are to be regarded as the Lord's goods and used to advance his work, to build up his kingdom in the world. In trading with the Lord's goods, we are to seek him for wisdom, that we may not use his sacred trust to glorify ourselves or to indulge selfish impulses. The amount entrusted varies, but those who have the smallest gifts must not feel that because their talent of means is small, they can do nothing with it. Every Christian is a steward of God, entrusted with his goods. Remember the words in 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Let us be sure that we are not robbing God in any jots or tittles, for much is involved in this question. All things belong to God. Men may ignore his claims. While he bountifully bestows his blessings upon them, they may use his gifts for their own selfish gratification. But they will be called to give an account for their stewardship. A steward identifies himself with his master. He accepts the responsibilities of a steward, and he must act in his master's stead, doing as his master would do were he presiding. His master's interests become his. The position of a steward is one of dignity because his master trusts him. If in any wise he acts selfishly and turns the advantages gained by trading with his Lord's goods to his own advantage, he has perverted the trust reposed in him.